You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. So, you know, Dr. Fauci is saying don't have big Super Bowl parties on Sunday. But people are going to have parties even with the people that are in their home. I mean,
well, Nancy's putting the spread together.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. So is Jody. So that's what people are going to do. And we thought it'd be fun to have on Gary Vaynerchuk, who really is a legend in the wine business. He's so much more than that. Five-time New York Times best-selling author. You might know him from the Wine Library and one of the advertisers on our show, winetext.com. Mm-hmm. He has a media company as well. He does it all. But he's going to give us a couple of minutes to tell us how we should attack Sunday and what to do with it. And Gary, thank you for coming on the show. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Michael. Thank you so much for you and the guys for having me on. Hope you're having a great, exciting week leading up to the big game.
So far, so good. Now, before we even ask about any specifics, I'm curious. With the pandemic and people not going to restaurants, not going to bars, are wine sales down or are people buying more wine because they're home?
Overall, wine sales are slightly up. And think about how much wine is being sold at a restaurant that isn't these days. So as you can imagine, people like my dad, who owns Wine Library in Jersey, and other wine store owners are going through a pretty crazy renaissance on delivery. And so they're slightly up as a category, which means liquor stores, wine shops are really the beneficiaries, which is too bad. You never want something like a global pandemic to make those kind of shifts. But you know, listen, people are home, they're drinking.
All right, so Gary, so somebody's just going to have a normal Super Bowl party with their family, their close family. What's the kind of wine that you would suggest they serve with Super Bowl party food?
First of all, my big thing, Kay, is to try new things. The problem with wine drinkers is they find something they like a Pinot Noir or the Prisoner Red or what, you know, any of these great wines, but then they just drink it every time. It's literally like eating pizza every night. So my first recommendation is to try new stuff. That's where wine gets interesting. Like, you don't know if you like oysters until you try them, but most people just say, I don't like that. And so there's a lot of people like, I don't like reds because they give me headaches from whites. Well, you might have had a cheap red. You know what I mean? It's those kind of things. So try something new. I think that there's a lot of flexible value wines out there. Since we go with more casual foods, I think Portuguese reds, believe it or not, you know, is a huge value. Under $15 a bottle, you can get real juice out of there. So Portuguese reds, Italian whites, not named Pinot Grigio, are incredible values under $20. When you know something, like the way you guys talk about sports and me and my buddy, you know, when you know something, you can speak in a different way and you know different things that the casuals don't know. Italian whites under 20, not named Pinot Grigio, and Portuguese reds are two incredible places to go with buffalo wings and, you know, chips and salsa and not worry about popping a $50 wine.
Gary, I'm so curious because I watch AMC, and they actually have, like, pairing wines with certain movies. I mean, does that work with sports? Like, you're a Jet fan. Is there a wine that goes with watching a Jet game as opposed to a Giant fan drinking wine or a Steeler fan drinking wine?
Yes, as a Jets fan, I tend to drink a wine called vodka.
Right, I was going to say. And take it right to the face.
Maybe it's really the quantity more than the quality, right?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Carlo Thunderbird.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, it all depends. I mean, you know, it's funny. I'm a real, real Jets fan, and I'm a big fan of patience. And ironically, when you play patience with wine, if anybody has a little wine fridge, or to be frank, you don't have to go fancy, either your garage or your basement, you sit on red wines for 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years, they get a hell of a lot better. So as a patient Jets fan that's now in double-digit years out of the playoffs, I hope our new regime change is going to allow us to finally pop a good bottle of wine.
Gary, as a Jets fan, do you want them to do anything possible to get Deshaun Watson? Is there anything you wouldn't give up as a fan for Deshaun Watson?
This is such a tough one for me. Like I have tweets that literally Deshaun Watson and Sam Darnold are the two quarterbacks in the last decade that I would rip my arm off for the Jets to get. Like, literally looking at old, when this all came up, I looked at old tweets where I was just begging. I don't know why we needed a safety when we didn't have a quarterback. I think Mike McCagnan is the worst general manager in NFL history. Sure. Like, I really believe that. And I'm not trying to, you know, he's a lovely man, but if you look at those 6 years or so, it's just shocking. We didn't have a quarterback, guys. The Jets did not have a quarterback. You've got Watson and Mahomes in that draft, and we took a safety.
Yeah, it's not
good. Can we talk about that? Like, this is sports. Listen, I know we're talking wine and having a little fun here. Can we please, and you men can do this. I can't do this. Can we please talk more about that ridiculousness? Listen, Josh McCown might be my favorite human I know, but when that's your ingoing quarterback and you're a franchise in the NFL and Watson and Mahomes are on the board, and not only do you go safety round one, but you go safety round two when you have no offense. And listen, Jamal's a great linebacker, and Marcus May is one of my favorite players. But, like, how do you not take a quarterback at that slot, man?
Well, on top of that, Gary, we talked a lot about the fact that safeties are guys that you normally don't pay because it's not one of those high payable positions. So why take a guy eighth overall that you probably have no intention of re-signing?
Yeah, and listen, to me, that is the that was the watershed crossroads moment of this last decade for the Jets. There was no logic on passing on Watson or Mahomes or whoever you thought the best was. And as we all know, it's devastating when both worked out the way they did. So to answer your question, I'm a bigger Sam Darnold fan than I think the momentum of most Jets fans are, because I believe in context. I believe in variables. I think that's been proven out. You know, I'm not ready to deal in my stomach with a 23-year-old Sam Darnold pulling a Ryan Tannehill, and we gave up six assets. On the flip side, Deshaun Watson is a proven commodity at 25 years old. To be frank, I'm just happy that Joe Douglas is the one making the decision.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Gary Vaynerchuk is our guest. Now, Gary, you're also very big in the advertising industry. And I've always wanted to ask this of somebody like you. They're charging $5.5 million for a 30-second ad on the Super Bowl. And Budweiser's electing to sit it out and spend that money helping causes related to the pandemic. Do you get your money's worth at $5.5 million if you advertise on the Super Bowl?
So real quick, because I'm going to give you a good answer here. Not only do you spend $5.5 million for the chance to show people something, you then spend usually millions of dollars to make it.
Right.
So you're talking about an $8-10 million commitment. And with that, Michael, I believe it is the best deal in all of advertising. Better
really?
Than what I built my whole career. Yep. Better than Facebook ads and Instagram ads and TikTok ads and what I built my entire career on, where I will make my money to buy the New York Jets one day, is in the complete contrast of this. This is the one traditional ad that dominates, and here's why. Everybody wants to watch them. You actually want to see them.
Right.
Now, there's people that pay a lot of money for the NFC-AFC championship game ads, for the Oscars, for the Grammys. All of us listening right now know nobody wants to watch those, but everybody wants to watch Super Bowl ads. You have 100 million Americans, and I would argue this year is an even better year to buy a Super Bowl ad, because with less parties, people are probably going to pay a
We're
little
hear
more
the commercials.
Attention.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got it. You nailed it. So, I've long said this has always confused people in ad land where I make a lot of noise. I'm very digital, all the new stuff, Clubhouse. I'm into all this stuff. But I think the Super Bowl is the best, the single best way to spend $10 million if you're an American brand, because you get real attention in return.
Yeah,
Gary.
But, oh, okay, so let me piggyback on that. So a company like Coca-Cola, that's number one.
Yes.
I've always felt, why do they have to advertise on the Super Bowl? Why?
So what they're trying, you know, you're asking a very smart question. There's two ways to think about this. There's awareness, like I need to know it exists,
right.
And then there's relevance. There's relevance, the reason people actually buy things. So to your point, the reason that a Coca-Cola, though every human knows it's Coca-Cola, if they nail the right timing on Britney Spears, they then recruit an incredible amount of 8 to 16-year-olds to say, oh, that's cool to me. Obviously, that was Pepsi that did it with Britney, but I'm giving you a concept of like,
right.
So it's all about the strategy of like making the connection that you're like, oh, this is like one of us. Like if they use a bunch of wrestlers in their ad, guess who on this call is going to get excited?
Me.
Not
and
me.
You.
Peter.
Yeah, that's right. And me. So that's why you do things like that. It creates connections and consideration.
Gary, I know you've gotten hardcore back into card collecting. What's your most recent big-time baseball, football, wrestling card purchase?
I bought a Kobe Bryant rookie PSA 10 chrome refractor for $380,000. There's only 62 of them in the world. Now, before everybody throws up on the other side of this, of like, what is this? Like, because that sounds ridiculous. I get it. But what's happening in sports cards right now is what happened with contemporary art in the 60s and 70s. Right now, the Jordan and LeBrons and Kobe's and a couple others that are impossible to get are becoming the Andy Warhols and Jackson Pollocks of the modern culture.
Wow.
God bless you, Gary.
I didn't know you were going to go that far, man. I
wow,
thought maybe
that's deep.
That's deep.
You know
that's...
what? You'll appreciate this. I can't believe I'm here either, but I'm not a dummy. I'm very thoughtful, and I'm very conservative. I was born in Russia. I grew up with nothing. Like, I don't throw around a number like that so easily. I'm scared like crazy that that's not the right call, but I've spent 3.5 years on this. You know, you work very contemporary like I do. You know all the waves of a lot of things. That's why I love you. You know I've been talking about this forever. It was obvious to me, and people don't want to sit with Tesla stock in their mercantile exchange. They like the idea of having an asset that they can flex a little bit on social media. It's the same reason art works. Mm. You look at the 40 and 50 year olds now, they've got a little bit, you know, more, they've got money, but they don't want to, nobody like us is going to a Sotheby's to buy a cup from 1874. We'd rather own a Bill Russell or a Charizard. It's a better way of, it's honestly a better way. Actually, I want to do a PSA here. A lot of you who are listening right now, you would make a lot more money if you did sports card investing around your sports knowledge than betting on sports, and you would get the exact same adrenaline rush. So, like, there's a lot of that behind it. There's a lot going on in sports cards, for real, for real. And when you have knowledge like you three do, there's a way to deploy it to create economics. And every single human who's listening to this right now knows more about sports than the common man. And if they're right about a prospect, it's game-changing.
Gary, great stuff. Thanks for joining us, having a little fun with
you.
We love having you on. Thank you so much, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Enjoy the weekend. Stay safe. That's Gary Vaynerchuk. This guy is in on a lot of stuff. So he's got a big social media presence. And so we're going to invest in cards, Peter.
I did not know he was going to drop a 380 spot.
See, I need to find out what cards from back when I collected back in the 70s and 80s are worth.
Yeah, but you know what's sad? You collected it, then you put it in the spokes of your bicycle, and it worked nothing.
Well, I hung a lot of them up in my room. Luckily, they were the Met cards of the late 70s.
Oh, so they're worth nothing anyway.
Anything.
Yeah, perfect.
Really, Peter? Wow.
Sorry.
I got some stuff, man.
The Michael Kay Show, 98.7 ESPN, is brought to you by Geico. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing Geico's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Don, you know what this is the anniversary of?
Super Bowl 46.
The last time the Giants won a Super Bowl.
That's right.
Chris Canty was on that team.
He certainly was.
He will join us in just a moment as we break down Super Bowl 55. It's Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg, and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.